How to Live with a Bitter Person. And we're going to use Ruth as our case study for this. All right? But let's ask God to help us get from it what he wants us to get from it. Lord, we come to you again, thinking that you are really, really marvelous, and thinking that you are greatly to be praised, and that you are worthy, and that you deserve everything from us, all of our souls, all of our hearts, all of our mind, all of our strength. And Lord, we acknowledge that there are other desires that also war within us, and that we can say that that's what we want, but other desires do war within us. And those show up in a lot of different ways. Lord, I'd ask that in your mercy that you would help us to see those things and to not be satisfied until they are eradicated from our hearts. So, Lord, we're asking that you would give us a pure heart, a clean heart. And now as we think about Ruth and what kind of woman she was, and that here we are several thousand years later talking about her godly example, Lord, I'd ask that you would encourage us by saints who followed you like that, that you would strengthen us, and that you would help us to desire you in the same way that she desired you, and that the end result would be lots more people would see how worthy you are, how marvelous you are, and that when every knee bows and every tongue confesses that you are Lord, that it would be a bigger group who are doing it from hearts that truly love you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right, so we're going to spend quite a bit of time here in the book of Ruth. But before we go there, let me ask you to think of a relative in your life who bugs you. All right, now I don't want you to volunteer their names, please. But think of a relative who bugs you. Now, why is it that they bug you? Is it, again, don't volunteer, please. Is it your brother who always picks on your weakest areas and brings it to everyone's attention? Making comments like, well, I see you colored your hair again. Did you think that was going to prevent people from knowing that you just turned 50? Is it your brother? Or is it your niece? Your niece who treats her parents like dirt, and it just gets under your skin when you see how good they are to her, and she just treats them with such disrespect. Maybe it's your niece. Maybe it's not your niece. Maybe it's not your brother. Maybe. Maybe it's your mother-in-law, whom everyone else in the world thinks is just wonderful. But when you try to get close to her, she is cold, she is critical, she is rejecting. She's convinced that you are not good enough for her child. But guess what? You are stuck with this person. If they are a relative, you are stuck. And if you've ever watched the movie A Christmas Story, how many of you, you've watched them maybe ad nauseum on Christmas Day, okay? You'll shoot your eye out, you'll shoot your eye out, you'll shoot your eye out. Okay, well, for those of you who haven't seen it, let me just bring you up to speed a little bit. And for those of you who have seen it over and over, this is probably one of your favorite scenes. At one point, the little boy who wants a BB gun for Christmas gets double or triple dog dared at school to lick the flagpole. It's winter. And Reese, the flagpole, is outside. Now, what is going to happen if you lick a flagpole in the middle of winter? Your tongue will stick to the flagpole. But if you are triple dog dared, you have to do it, don't you? You have to do it. And so he did. He licked the flagpole, and what happened? His tongue got stuck with a flagpole, and the recess bell rings, and all the kids are going in, and he's going, don't lose me, don't lose me, and his tongue is stuck. Well, guess what? That's what it's like with your relatives. You are stuck with them, okay? You are stuck. And at family birthdays, at weddings, at funerals, it's your family who's going to be there. That niece, that brother, that mother-in-law, you are stuck with these family members. And as we read the book of Ruth, we're going to see an example of a difficult relative. Now, interestingly, the family relationship here is that of mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. God is just really relevant, isn't he? Okay, turn to the book of Ruth, and let's set the stage for what's going to happen. Ruth chapter 1. In the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land, and a man from Bethlehem in Judah, together with his wife and two sons, went to live for a while in the country of Moab. The man's name was Elimelech, his wife's name Naomi, and the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. They were Ephratites from Bethlehem, Judah, and they went to Moab and lived there. Now, Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her two sons. They married Moabite women, one named Orpah and the other Ruth. After they'd lived there about 10 years, both Mahlon and Chilion died, and Naomi was left without her two sons and her husband. Okay, that's our setting. The stage has been set. We have Naomi, we have her two daughters-in-law, each has lost a husband. What are they going to do? How are they going to respond? Well, the first thing that we see happening is Naomi decides she's going to leave. Verse 6, when she heard in Moab that the Lord had come to the aid of his people by providing food for them, Naomi and her daughters-in-law prepared to return home from there. With her two daughters-in-law, she left the place where she had been living and set out on the road that would take them back to the land of Judah. So, now they packed up all their stuff and they're heading back to Judah. How many of you have moved in the last couple years? It should be quite a few of you if our country statistics are normal. Several of you have moved. Okay, now, do you remember what it's like getting ready to move? What did you have to do to get ready to move?
Set off a bomb.
You had to do a lot, didn't you? First of all, you had to get the house ready, I think, right? Okay, you're thinking about moving. You had to get the house ready. You had to paint every single room, right? You had to repair everything that you haven't done all this time because it's got to be perfect. In fact, you know, you might as well stay there and live in it now because you've just repaired everything and made it wonderful. Okay, you've got to get all that done. You spend a lot of time and expense getting everything just right. You put in new carpet. You paint all the rooms. It's ready to go on the market. All right, you've got it on the market. You're waiting for offers, and you're starting to pack up. Okay, what's that like? Tell me about that.
Chaos,
yeah. Well, first of all, you got to get boxes somewhere, right? Where are you going to go to get boxes? Okay, everybody around now tears them down right away. So you're dumpster diving, looking for boxes, all that kind of stuff. All right, you pack them up, and it's not easy finding boxes. So when you come to your bookcase, you use whatever box size you've got, right? Okay, even if the box is like this, okay, and you know you're going to pay for it later, but you do it anyway. You're going to move. What else do you have to do? Oh, yes, you got to throw stuff out because why do you want to carry that heavy box out to the U-Haul if you're never going to use anything in it again? You got to throw stuff out. Forwarding dress, right? Turning off all the utilities. Right, go to the water company, go to the electric company, go to the phone company, go to the whatever other company. Okay, got to get all that done. All right, now your house is sold finally. It's moving day. You've got your U-Haul. You back it up. You've got your teenage boy from across the street carrying out your china for you, loading it onto the truck. Okay, you get everything loaded, even that box of books. And now you pack your three sweaty bodies, Ruth, Naomi, and Orpah, into the cab of the U-Haul truck, and you start off on the road back to the land of Judah. Then Naomi said to her daughters-in-law, are you ready for this? Go back. Go back, each of you, to your mother's home. May the Lord show kindness to you as you've shown to your dead and to me. May the Lord grant that each of you will find rest in the home of another husband.